have refreshments. Well, I never participated in any of that.
You did?
There wasn't too much of that going on during my time, with the exception of one time. But the family knew about it, and the man that married, his folks knew about it, and they had fixed refreshments and everything, and it was a nice affair. And they just rag them a lot and kid around. And
when did they stop doing that?
Well, I have to tell you the truth, they hadn't done any. I can't say so. This only one that I went to is the only one I know about. And we've had several marriages, second marriages, and I don't know why they never chivalried them as far as we know. They call it chivalry in them.
Yeah. Did you do a lot of traveling when you were coming up?
No, indeed. We didn't have the money to travel. No.
Well, did a lot of traveling. Have you ever been anywhere else besides
Louisiana? Oh, yeah.
Where?
Been to Florida, Colorado, Texas. But I didn't do that when I was a child. I've done that since I was married.
Yes,
I went, when you go to Florida, you cross to Georgia and, you know, Alabama and all that. Mississippi, I've been to Mississippi. No, I kind of agree. I could have gone to New York at one time and I didn't do it. Now I don't have the opportunity and I couldn't go anyway. Because I got arthritis in a foot. That's why I limp.
But you could have gone to New York. What was that?
Well, I had a nephew that was living up there. And I could have gone up there and visited him any time I wanted. I was invited and I just never did do it. But I was handicapped. My husband lost his sight. Not completely, but that's pretty bad. Had cataracts, operations, wasn't success. So I didn't leave home too much. What I did it before he got like that.
Did you ever work?
No, he used to run the store, and I used to help him, but I really never have worked out in no capacity. A lot of community work. I used to belong to PTA and church work.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was 50 years in a Hoon demonstration. I got a certificate and a gold pin. 50 years in it, community work.
When you were born in Fort Allen, I guess it was a lot different town than it is now, too,
isn't it? Oh, yeah. When I was born, there wasn't nothing there but just a few houses, two or three stores, plantation stores.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. It ain't nothing like it was. As this place is, nothing like it was then, either.
Things were different back in.
Well, it was pioneer days, you know. Things were just big plantations and small farms, and that's what it was.
Yes, ma'am. May I ask what year you were born?
1902. That makes me 75.
Yeah.
Now what you want to ask me?
Well, I want to ask you about some, actually, about things you raised here, crops you raised.
Well, I think we covered that when I told you it was sugar cane and cotton.
Well, vegetables, and what you
what we cooked, well, you cooked sweet potatoes, Irish potatoes, cauliflower, onions, just about any vegetable that you can, tomatoes, anything that you can raise, most anywhere else, we had it here.
Okay. You get those little tomatoes?
Yeah, we've had different kinds, big ones, those little plum tomatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They would come up